Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Come and ask your questions, share your concerns. Experiencing Life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust and believe the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are, this is happening throughout up to the hour 7. My name is Ray Lehodi. Lehodi. And I'm hanging out with Sipho Paulo Sikhatebe. And he's laughing at me. Sipho! Sabon, one second. Who Ray Lehodi? I Lehodi.
Mr. Lehodi.
Thank you. Thank you, Nebas.
My God, ukukhanya kwezo sawuthi umhlaba.
Igazi lakhe likhuluma ithembiso ezingcono.
Unginguye, onginguye.
Uhlezi esithanda, uhlezi emnene ngathi umusa wakhe awupheli.
Eyi, iBhayibheli lithi uluthando ongathandiyo akamazi yena isimakade.
Yena ungumfanekiso kaNkulunkulu ongaboniyo.
Hayi, asibayeke mfundisi, nesilingelela nje balaleli, sikhumbula lezayikhaya.
Umfanekiso kaNkulunkulu ongabono, madoda. The image of the invisible God. Ah,
okwadalwa konke kudalelwa yena, kudale kuyo kuze konke okusezulwini nasemhlabeni kube centered in Jesus, being the head of the church.
Uthi ngaphambi kukaMose.
Ah, nangu.
Ngangiyini.
Ya.
Uthi ngamayema njengoba ningibona ngingakhona. Benginje. Phambi kokuzalwa kukaMose. Hey madoda abantu yabona siyawadobha ke amathi kufuneka nala angasibushelelezi simkhophozele. Uthindo. Uyayibona.
Azoshinto esingayazi.
Hey! Uthi ngaphambi kukaMose.
Nangkhona.
Oh, waboniswa. Gonke okwakukhona ngaphambi kokuthi wonke umuntu abe khona. Uthi kibo, kungakabi khona ngisho nalutho. Bengikhona.
Konke phela mfundisi kudalwa ngolindo ekuNkulunkulu, enguNkulunkulu wambatha inyama wakha phakathi kwethu. Sabona inkazimulo yakhe egcwele umusa neqiniso. Athi elithizwe konke abamamukelayo waba ukuthi babe ngabantwana bakhulu.
Abanikeza igunya.
What a privilege.
Mamayemazi uthi yini engakhomba uMose yonke into ayibhala ngokuqala. Ngokuba mina ngisekuqaleni nasekugcineni.
My God.
Ubatshela uhlezi phambi kwabo leso sikhathi.
Babambuka bathi nami umfana eshinto esinayo.
Nangumuntu esihlolele.
Kodwa mfundisi kwangambulekanga, amehle enhliziyo wayengakhanyisiwe. Ngeke saba sele.
Hey, siyabonga ukukhanyelwa manje. Sibonga kakhulu. Hey Sipho, iTP Plus siqhubeka, ngibongeke. Usisibahle, she was here, and of course, thank you so much. She's back with you tomorrow. Usisibahle no Johan Els. They are the only presenters who, before I come in, they would always say, "Oh, Pastor Ray, uyande." Uyayibona ne? Ngiyabonga lo Musa lo. Yazi bahle ngazi ngibonga, ngiyabonga bahle. Thank you. Thank you, girl. Thank you. Thank you. And then, last week, we spoke about wine, and we were giving warnings about wine. And on Wednesday, I get reports that that topic was causing a lot of movement, you know, on the station. And I was required to give all the verses. And thank you so much. to Enika. Enika is our sister, Enika, my friend, Nzala. She has been providing the viewers and the listeners with all the information about the verses that we gave there. And those verses are there, and I hope she will also put them on Facebook. Those who would say, we want to access those verses, but we can't find them because you spoke too quickly. Ujabulile wavele ukhuluma masinya sami nakuzwa ukuthi safuna ama verse funa namhlanje ngizowathola lapha ku Facebook ngizomcela ke ukuthi afake. Otherwise you can also get the show on podcast and, yes, and listen to it on podcast and get as to what is happening and how things are happening. Now today we are talking about the state of being inebriated. It's long list. The state of being inebriated. Yeah. Now you lose the control of yourself. The state of intoxication. We are talking about the state of drunkenness. We said we'd speak about wine, and others would say, okay, what about amapia, no kavini, no shui, no blandi, na kogonko lu ogunye logu. Why ningakulumi ngako? Yini ningakulumi? Ingabe nani niyakupuza na? Hey,
Hey,
Hey, we are talking about the state of drunkenness, Nguyenkos, and so much that we need to look into it. And I know last week we gave a Proverbs 20 verses 1 and 23:31. And we are going to take it further. We are going to take it further where we speak about drunkenness. What are the warnings that we get from the word of the Father about drunkenness? Let me repeat the one I spoke last week, Proverbs 20 verse 1. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise.
Amen.
And then when you look at Proverbs 23 verses 20, which I did not look into last week, even though I was looking at Proverbs 23, but I did not look at verse 20. Verse 20 says, do not mix with wine bibbers or with gluttonous eaters of meat. Wine bibbers. Abantu abathanda utjwala. To bib means we are itandele. Says, don't mix with such. 23:29. Who has woo? Which means who is in trouble? Who has woo? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has complaints? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eye? Drunkenness causes that. Contentions causes sorrow. Akazi mawe uke wabona umuntu ophuzile uvela khale ne.
Akukhulumela indlebeni, akukhulumela ebusweni. Khuluma iqiniso naye akakhale.
Akhale.
Akhale impela njengomntwana. I know that. Ngile phakathi kwabantu.
Yeah.
Saba kuphuza itwale. May thank God ukuthi yes, make sure ukuthi wamiphi ingqondo sober. But I know the pain fundis. Ukuhlala nomuntu who always in drunk, who are taking people serious and not aware of the body, it is the temple of the Lord.
Hey, Matthew. And then it says also there, who has woo? It means who has troubles. Drunkenness brings trouble. Who has sorrow? Drunkenness brings sorrow. It's easy. Who has contentions? Yeah. Drunkenness brings contentions.
Exactly.
Dissatisfaction, schisms, frictions. Because of
ukudakwa. Those are the repercussions.
Yeah. And who has complained? Everyone will complain about you, Mautawa.
Exactly, Mfundisi.
Everyone, ngisho nasemshadweni wakho nanombange bakutshele.
Yeah, we are more.
Yeah. Everyone will complain about you. Because kukhona izinto ozilethayo. You bring contentions, schisms, frictions. You bring sorrow in the lives of people.
Exactly.
And it says, who has redness of eyes? And many people take this very lightly. When the word says redness of eyes, it means who has a sick body. Because when your body is sick, your eyes will show.
Exactly. They indicate what is happening.
Yes. Yes.
So those are the light of the body.
Absolutely. When your body is tired, when your body is complaining, you see with the eyes.
Exactly. It means there's a problem in the body.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Verses 30 says, those who linger long at the wine, those who go in search of mixed wine. It says that do not look for wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swells smoothly. Those who linger long. Who are these people who have contentions? Who are these people who have woe? Who are these people who are filled with sorrow? Who are filled with complaints? Wounds without a cause. Wounds.
Without any cause.
Awazulinyazei. Emotionally, spiritually, and physically.
Exactly. It is our greatest enemy of our future, of our plan, of our family. That is why last week I took him from this, without quoting any verse at all. But more important in South Africa today, some of the families that have been struggling, children that have become fatherless because of the father, you are not available in your presence in the abandoned mom. It's because of this standardness. And it is true, but Sibonama abuse a money, whereby Abantu, they end up drinking and driving. Crashes, cars being lost will not be claimed by the insurances because alcohol was found there. But you know, from this, you pay Motoyako, mentioned for all this, you have to run. You know, mother should battle, but there's a book out in the Benak of Kontuala. You said, well, no, you are under the influence of alcohol. In other words, drunkenness, it can make you lose even your money. You lose even your family. You lose even your seven worker. Even shared last week, which I even see young people at my work and my infundis. Lose them seven or badala because they try to go and get them seven in badagi. But because of this, Uchoala, Uwenzula, Slegelin Mondria, let Vessel Talent Alupun, so powerful. Proverbs 20, verse 1. Uguchi, you are in this delay. In other words, more put this delay, now you are delay. Uguchi, I'm 17 years old, so over. But you are delay, I'm going to put this delay. Vessel to a over the zero, I guarantee. Only, when I'm going to have a little 7, but I think it's faster. Why? Because of drunkenness. And last thing for me, it's in a mism name. Namsan, when I'm a divorce, because somebody, okay, no, it's, no, I cannot go with this. I cannot take it no longer. My spouse always drunk. Never find a moon from this no moon to the Allah Tadio. What is it that you're going to share with future? That is why I'm going to say, respect yourself. After that, Faggy Pipe, you know what? The father is a good deal.
Yes.
Him being the phone moon that's sober. He says, I'm not saying, if you're in pillar who is sober, you spend a quality time with your family, quality time with your spouse. But if you can stay there 2, 3, 4 hours at Amben, Shazonti Zindera from Fundi, Kitty Maliako, or 7 Zelegazima, Monday, Yabuya, Unamali, Captain Unati, it's because of his drunkenness. And Umasobo and Aban to be raised, Abanababo, they were drunk. Why? Bam, Subu, you found them from this end, when Labuna would. That is why I'm going to say, you need to change your mind. And the only person that can transform your mind and your life, it is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. The one who has come to the man, life and life in a panic.
You know, here's another aspect of it. It says, it is those people, you see, the people who have wounds without a cause, redness of eyes, contentions, which means diseases, and even spiritual diseases. Sorrow is a spiritual attack. It is it's a spiritual attack. It's a spiritual attack, sorrow. It's a spiritual state. It says, who is found in that kind? And also who? Troubles. You know, there are demons that are in charge of causing trouble in the lives of people.
Yes, sir.
And it says, who has who? It means who has those kinds? Who has woe? Those kinds of people who basically indulge in drunkenness. And guess what? These demons, they bring all forms of trouble.
Hey, you've been reminding me from Genesis chapter 9, verse 21. The disciples became drunk of the wine and became drunk and lay uncovered in the tent. You see,
they
never even remember to cover his body. Why? Because you lose your mind if you're drunk. You are not sober. You cannot think straight. How come being the family head, a man, he become drunk of the wine and become drunk and lay uncovered in his tent?
Or about to rape
you. I don't know what to do because I think it's straight. But still, when you give me robot, you believe. And you learn the movie. We are there because your mind is not thinking straight. You don't tell an understanding of the liberties. We can be transformed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We're not here to condemn you, but to show you the light. Put it, Jesus, I'm the light of the world. Those who come before me, after me, they won't move on life, but they'll have life.
Hey, mbona kukhona nabe abe pastor ababhabulayo.
Khabula church.
Abaphuzayo, abo pastor abaphuzayo, kusho ukuthi hayi labo kuphela, abaphuzayo kusho ukuthi hayi labo kudlala. Bayabujepula. Angazi makube ivangeli baliphatha kahle na. Angazi la. God, by a people, they really, it's sad that you see preachers who basically are indulging in drunkenness.
It's so sad in front of you, because if I believe it is a war is a thing, it's in a hand, once you become a war, outside is a winner, still begging the princess in which is, if I believe it is abantu abadakwayo badakwa ebusuku futhi nangaphandle le kwezwe kukhona ini izidakwa. Okudinga ukuthi noma udakwa uholwe umfundiso sidakwa, yazini ukuthi nikholelwa nje ukuya ebhudini nibe yimcucaba nihlanganayo, aniyi ezulwini. Ngoba uNkulunkulu weza ukuthi azofundisa iy'mpilo zethu ukuthi thina singabantwana bakankulunkulu, imizimba yethu ikhempe likankulunkulu. Ake sifunde 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 10. No thieves, nor the greedy, nor the drunkard, no revealers, no servant inherit the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
In other words, there is no kingdom
for drunkards.
Exactly for this. Yeah. So we need to speak the truth, say, speaking the truth in love.
Absolutely.
There is no heaven for
you. Hey, my daughter. And Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verses 17. Blessed are you, O land, when your king is the son of nobles, and your princes feast at the proper time for strength and not for drunkenness. So even if leaders are actually people who do not honor Yahuwah Elohim, who do not honor Yahushua HaMashiach, they basically are engaged in drunkenness, then the whole nation becomes cursed. Because it says you are blessed when your princes and your nobles, your kings, they are not indulging in drunkenness, you are blessed. Then if they indulge in drunkenness, it extends to the whole country. Now, imagine if men as heads of family, of their families, become drunks. Curses extend to their families. Because there are demons who operate to bewitch marriages, and they will use that
Yes.
And sons and daughters in those marriages become worse than their fathers. If it's a mother who is a drunk, the moral of the house becomes something else.
Exactly. There's a moral decay in those families. I'm one of those people from this who grew up seeing my stepfather being a chandal. For all these years, I've seen terrible pain, wounds, in front of my eyes. And I grew up being in that inner within me, which is, I'll hate alcohol. I've seen people in front of me who went to work, they tagged me in front of me, they tagged me, they tagged me, they tagged me, they tagged me, they all those are the painful situations. When somebody ever food, ever we have it, ukuthi uyaphuza even nomzimba wakhe mfundisi uyakhathazela ngihlale ngasethaveni kwenye indawo lapho uyashaking uthi uvuke kuseni ngabo 7 sebamile ngadiba baphethe amathaves ayo their body is shaking and kuyakhombisa ukuthi now they are becoming sick to this thing and ingawo kuba yi-habit ngoba the chain of habits are too fine to be felt until they are strong to be broken up. You can be just saying, I know ngejabulisa nje mphuza ngo Christmas, mphuza ngama function your pets. Let it will become a habit to you. And once it becomes a habit to you, definitely mntana sekhaya, kuzoba nzima ukuyiyela. Bheka imali oyichithayo, bheka isikhathi osichithayo, bheka icharacter yakho, that moral decay. Evela ukuthi people they no longer respect umuntu ehlala edakiwe. Even noma kuthiwa bathi uyaphakama emhlanganeni, even nasemameeting, we cannot take you serious because you are not respecting yourself. That is why let us learn to be sober. Because utshwala mfundisi, iyayithatha that dignity of a human being, especially leaders, you throw into a dustbin. And respect is been earned. You cannot force it.
Hey, Matet. Send us your WhatsApp. Tell us how you feel about this. If you have ever experienced the scourge of drunkenness, it can be at home, it can be in your marriage, it can be in your family, it can be at work. And it can be in the church.
Exactly.
Uthole yonke worship team.
Hey, maphumisonto.
Bayabravaza bese baya riviteka.
It's so sad to put this with you. Remind me ngalama after tears. Ukuthi abasaboni even no serious be life mfundisi ukuthi ihambile sayongcwaba umuntu obulawe ukudakwa. Sibuye siyabona ufile ngengcobo udaba sishona khona lapho
bathele ifrendi phezu kwecoffin bajayive phezu kwalo abosisi iy'khethe zize zikhuphuke zifike phezukwaphini
and kubo nokukhombisa ukuthi i-drunkenness it takes away your mind. Kunevesi olifundile laphaya likuHabakuk last week okukhombisa ukuthi ubudakwa buyamenza ukuthi umuntu inqondo ilahleke. Ingako uHosea chapter 4 verse 11 umfundile ukuthi what don wine and a new one which takes away the understanding. Uma ubona umuntu engena iunderstanding sithatha umqondo because iwine iyakwenzisa amahlaso ukuthi sibuye emngcwabeni la hambe ikhaya phela sibuyile nkosi yami no uyahlaba uyadakwa so udakiwe futhi uhambe ugibele imoto ushayise ushort nabanye come on ngoba ingqondo ayina-understanding because wodom wine and new wine it takes away your understanding. Let us stay away from wine. All this drunkenness ingasiza mfundisi kubuyiswa amakhaya uma singakhipha this drunkenness izwe lethu lingaphiliswa sibe namaholi abazohola impilo yabo nesizwe ngoku-right. Ngiye ngabaswethi mfundisi kona yilena ukuthi even nasepalamente lali there are times whereby people they are being hooked to drunkenness. When they see we see them kuma-screens bestand lo muntu uphuza utshwala obungaka imali ye-Texas e-South Africa aphuza adakwe angene epalamente adala i-disorder. What a shame.
It is quite sad. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. I see people are sending me YouTubes of their music. Come on, man. We are talking about drunkenness. Let's take this very seriously and get into the very aspect of the implication of drunkenness. Let us not be derailed by anything else.
Yes, sir.
Let us not be derailed by anything else. You know, we know that the devil doesn't want us to talk about this.
Yeah.
So he will use any means possible. So please, let us talk about drunkenness. Let us talk about drunkenness. Others are inviting us to events there. Let us talk about drunkenness. Let's use this WhatsApp line to talk about the topic. Please, I implore you. Please, what it is supposed to be. As believers, I think we will observe that.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Alright, this one is from Dorothy saying, Sanbona babure, nabafundi sona bo, namhlanje. Indaba yotshwala inzima futhi sitha. Abantwana bethu bangene bathe shiki kubo. Mase bedakiwe bese balwe bodwa baze bagwazana. Proverbs 23 verses 29, who has anguish? Who has sorrow? Who has bloodshed eyes? Eish. Baze babulalane bonke.
True, mfundisi. Ngoba mase badakiwe, your mind is no longer thinking straight. We see terrible scenes like they are acting, whereas it's reality. When you see abantu mfundisi taking guns, shire pezu, the spinach, all those cars, bebonakalisa ukuthi they are not sober. That is why we need to repent from this demon that terrorize our community, our families, our country. May God deliver us.
Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Benza nutshwala. Phakathi bazalwane nisabona utshwala. Eh? Phakathi. 012-333-8699. Those two numbers you can get us through into studio. You can talk to us there. 012-334-1322 or 012-333-8699. Sikuze ukuthi uthini ke ngalolu daba. These things are occurring, they are happening all the time.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
I want to get to that one, Mruti. Blessed are you, O land, when your king is the son of nobles, and your princes feast at the proper time, for strength and not for drunkenness. You are blessed. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 17. You are blessed when those who lead you are badabo. In other words, you are cursed. Or you are bringing curses upon yourselves when those who lead you, whether in a family, in a community, in a church setting, in your denomination, in your organization, in your country, if you have these kinds of things of indulging in alcohol by leaders and indulging in drunkenness, curses overflow.
That's very true and so powerful and so scriptural. And this Gankulungul, it's not lying from this. Ukufaka kuzela lokho, Proverbs 31 verse 4, lithi, akusiko kwamakhosi lemoyo. Akusiko kwamakhosi kuzimanye. Ngipha bakubusa ukufisa uphuzo olunamandla. Kuyashiwo isizathu. Unabaphuzi bakhohlwe izimiso baguqula ukwahlulela kwabantwana nokuhlupheka. It shows ukuthi when you put leaders up to utwana, you meet them up because utwana kusibona bamakhosi. We are kings. Even if kunabantu abasolayo babasekhundleni abadakutshwa, akusibona kwamakhosi kudala. You cannot bring a man in the house ube head of the family usidakwa. Where do you lead the children to? Being the church, pastor, umvangeli, so say planning, can't even and mixing what we start to go if it's more it can fast. If we lead make justice that you need to do. You must be sober like a child. Because if we child, Petama rules and regulations of the country, you need to be sober. You know, Utilombali, Aksuwama Kos, Upuzi wine. In other words, we cannot be led by people about Tabutuala and Sibi Caesar's Pumelila. Let us stop it, let us repent it, let us come to Christ, who has come so that we can live and live in abundance. And live in abundance is life where you make your body being the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, give us a shout. Let's hear what you say. And talk to us directly there. We are keen to hear from you. The scourge and the damages that are caused by, you know, wine bibbing drunkenness. Sawubona Dumela.
Oh, sawubona.
Yebo, ke.
Ngiyabulisa ngegama lenkosi uJesu Christ, my brother.
My brother, welcome. Budwam.
Ngibulisa nenkosi umfundisi uKhadebe lapho.
Awuzweke.
Brother, bona ukusiyekela nje sibhayiza, singasithonasi senemi yakho kahle, sikuthi lihodi, lihodi. Iminyaka engaka, my brother.
Lihodi, lihodi.
Yimbo man said, namhlanje ngiyaqala ukuzwa ukuthi the hold, mina mangilo the hold, the hold.
Oh, really hold. Yeah. It said ino G, but I pronounce the word.
Mara the hold.
Yeah, isibongo saka mama, isibongo sami sempela, uMasinga.
Yeah, kodwa thina ngesazelele sibambele.
Hey, ngathi ndzoleka, hey, sengibambele kakho. Bambani le hold le, ngiyakuchaza le. Hey, put me hold, hey, put me hold. Hayi, ngiyachaza vele. So it's been sega ni yedwa ngithi madodana. Hey, baze bangena abantu.
Yeah, brother, the topic utshwala. The COVID pandemic isizile ngokuthi kuphele imilindelo brother. Ngoba ngemilindelo bobona njalo babuzana lapha. Uyaluzile nebhodlela lapho ubusuku bude phela. Kusha abantwana bokholo.
Hey madoda.
Uyaluzile, ngizile nebhodlela athi hayi kuzoba right yes, ubusuku lo sizoqhuba.
Wow.
Kufanele bathole extra into zobafaka, uyabona into enjalo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey brother Ray.
Ba.
Uphuzo oludakayo nemivuzo yalo. Yazi bale iningi labantu bazozivikela ngokuthi ngoba abaningi bathi ngangena etshwaleni ngoba izinto zazingahambi kahle. Impilo yangiphoxa. Ngashiya omunye owayengithanda or isithandwa sami. Mina ngithi kanti singabantu sihlangana nama-seasons for real. And wonke lama-seasons ngeke asihambele kahle konke.
Yeah.
USathane ubheke lapho izinto zingahambi kahle bese eletha indunduzo yakhe kumuntu ukuthi why stay sober, utshwala buyindunduzo, phuza uzokhohlwa onke ama-problems akho. Ngoba phela uSathane ungumkhohlisi brother.
Eyi,
uSathane usebenza namadimoni akhe. These demons are like invisible germs, looking for someone to infect. Demons are hellish liars, brother. Na si vuma ukuthi uSathane sikhohlise ngokuthi utshwala buzophilisa izinkinga zethu. Silahlekile, my brother. Nakufika onke lama namanga, masifane njengoJakobe owathi, masilahle yonke insila nobubi obuvamileyo. Samukele izwi elitshaliweyo elinamandla okuthi sindise. Ya. Ekusindisa thina nemiphefulo yethu kaZulu. Ngokuthi utshwala abusindisi izimpilo zethu. kepha buyabulala brother Ray. Buletha usizwe. Njengoba nomfundisi lapho eseshilo ukuthi ama-divorces amaningi enzeke ngenxa yokuphuza utshwala.
Eish.
Ngokwecishe.
Ya.
Ngoba manje na phuza utshwala imisebenzi, awubambi imisebenzi, kodwa ijinia, kodwa imisebenzi bayacosha ngoba awusakwazi kule nto njalo uhlale nje, fanele uthole le nto le.
Wena nobujinias bakho balilahlela le.
Bakulahlela le, bakutshela ukuthi yendoda. Thina ayi angasimele, lento izinto zihamba kabi la wuwe.
Hey, madam.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Ukuphuza utshwala ngokweqile Brazil, buletha futhi i-anger. Umuntu athi nakadakiwe lapho bathi bamtshela into aphihlize konke amafenisha what and what. Ile anger.
Hey, madam.
Tshele kusasa uthi uyabheka lapho i-computer ne-laptop konke kubhidlikile ngoba wena bona anger izolo. U-driver. Yilo tshwala. You understand?
Yeah.
Umoshe izinto eziningi ngalo tshwala.
Ayi.
Bongakhuzeki. Ngoba manje thola ukuthi abantwana na umfazi nabantwana or baphumile baze bayolala komakhelwane.
Hey.
Bathi hey. Yini kwenzekani? Bathi hayi ulwandle namhlanje lo baba. Or ulwandle lo mama. Yeah. And utshwala buletha i-bitterness, my brother. Nama depression.
Yeah.
Ne hatred. Uthule ubheke izinto loku ubhala nje la enhliziyweni ubhale. Kuthi mhlawumbe usidakiwe uzisho zonke lezi zinto. Ya, ngiyanibona nina. Yini ngithenga inyama la kodwa mina ngithola iqashana. Angimphathi njengomuntu osebenzayo.
Yibo
ngine ngabo 5 kodwa dapat nakufanele ukuthi ubheke ama plate la usoba.
Ah, kusiya. Utshwala.
Yeah, kanti utshwala futhi buletha le depression brother. Ngoba i depression idloza kuwe ngoba usukile la wena. U drive udlala umusic loudy wadlula ku Stout Street bakushayisa.
Hey my brother.
Manje uya ku penalty pitchers bathi 50,000 my brother.
Eish. Oh,
the one. Fanele uhlanganise manje awunayo lo mali is the car is not in short. Insurance ngeke ibhadale. Soko umfundisi eshilo lapha. Yeah. Insurance ithi asingeni lento le. Asingeni lento leyo wena ubudakiwe mosindo. Lathi nje ukuthi usaphila nokuthi azange ubulale abantu.
Yeah.
Uyabona manje fanele uhlanganise brother.
Yeah.
And utshwala futhi bukhoste abantu abaningi bazibulele ngenxa yalolu phuzo
lwalo. Kakhulu. Kakhulu.
Yeah. Ngoba ababene fear of failure. Utshwala nokuhleli laphayana. Uthole indoda ihleli laphayana. Utshwala bokutshela ukuthi indoda uyabona ukuthi uyafeyila. Izinto ey'so ziyakuhlula. Uyabona ukuthi uyafeyila wathi. Bese kuphuma leyo division. Because ubone fear ye failure. Kanti izwi lona lithi uma sidangala ngosuku lokuhlupheka brother. Amandla ethu emancane. Masikhuleke kuJehova sicela usize ngoba yena akahluleki my brother.
Ngempela
singalaleli uSathane namadimoni akhe athi hayi phuza naki lento iwhisky wena. Ngoba una uvuka uphuzele iwhisky ngakusasa ekuseni lama problem asakumela brother. Eish
brother.
Asakumele la ma-problem. Ngoba manje futhi uthathe nemali la waphuma out of budget wayothenga ibhodlela elidurayo.
Uthi uyababonisa ukuthi wena uyingangala.
Ya, uthi uyababonisa wena uyingangala. Uyabona today abantu abaphuza utshwala babulwisa. Ngeke ukuthi ibhodlela elidurile le 15 years, imithi ngizoceda ngo 2 hours. Asiceda amabhodlela ayi 3. Sona amabhodlela ayi 3 ndo.
Hey mntase.
Yile genge encane lesuthu. Abafana namantombazana akhona.
Hey mntase.
Uthi awubheke uthola amantombazana la afuza i-hot stuff graduate wena ongaphuzi umzimba ushake lapha. Then just stroke gaka la nto bayiphuza. Hayi bayola labantu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bayola labantu they are drinking. manje na after ama celebration abo nakushonike wena benze after tears lana awu zwabona amabhodi la durile la yeah uthole ukuthi kuspend yababo 7,000-8,000 rand ngetshwala nabasuba lapho umuntu uyekhaya endleleni esihlangana na accident. Ngiyabonga my brother.
Ubonga mina kakhulu bhuti wami. Hey madoda. Hey.
Ngibonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu asibusise. Brother sikhuluma njena abantu.
Hey.
Yabonga mina. Ngomusa uJesu Kristu wahlangana nathi wasikhipha.
Wasiza.
Wasiza uJesu Kristu brother. Ngiyabonga
ngempela.
Manje akufanele sithule, fanele sishumayele leli livangeli brother.
Hallelujah.
Ukuthi abantu mabasuke bobunyameni baze kukhanyeni.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Ngoba ebumnyameni brother Ray yilapho uthola ukuthi every Monday abantu bayazamula ndoda uthola ukuthi uspenda i-30 rand athi uthenga kudla kungeni i-40 rand akungeni nalokuthi uphethe izihlamahlanga uwetile
hey madoda
yeah ngiyabonga madoda
God bless you sihlobo sami ngiyabonga
God bless you
thank you
God bless you my brother
all the time all the time. Right, and of course, let's take this one. All right, I seem to have lost him there. Hello there, hi.
Hey, hello, Father Ray.
Yebo, Putuan.
Yo, Ukumano, Tabang, Tawara, like King Rose.
Eh, Sabona Tabang, Tala, Wetishim Saga, Zoganan, and Waz Guguzala.
Okay, no, it is a match.
Wait, Tada.
Hey.
Mngani wami mfundisi
Sibanga. Hey, ngibingelele nomfundi Phathe ngithanda shona.
Yaba.
Eh, ni thinte itopic esingakhulu namhlanje leyokudawa. Esingakhulu. Mfundisi wami kubulale ama families amaningi.
Yeah.
Yes, kwasakhulisa sesikhulisa kakhulu abantwana abanganabo baba due to utshwala.
Eish.
Wena umfundisi asakhulumile la ngendaba yokuthi ukhule ngendaba yokuthi angabona ubaba uSefala sathi sithumeza umama wakhe ngendaba yotshwala. Eish, yazi uthena kakhulu umfundisi ngabona ukuthi eish, nami I'm also the product of that relationship efana naleyo. Ukhule phansi kobaba ohlukumeza umama eyi very difficult ubuhlungu kakhulu sibonga nje uNkulunkulu ukuthi asikhulule lapho mfundisi ya and if ever you are losing ama families Father Ray you are also losing isizwe ya ngendaba yotshwala eyi and ebungenile bazi bangena naphakathi ebandleni kaNkulunkulu.
Amen.
If you are moving around, see abantwana bakaNkulunkulu abaningi, Satan is using this weapon to destroy the Church of Christ.
Hey, must be careful.
Yes, because if you are moving around, you know, it's humble, check along my path, just moving around. You see abantu abakholwayo, abazalwane, sibaziyo, abangenile kulo bisho lotshwala lo. And it's also destroying their lives. Their lives are moving backwards due to this NWO tour.
Yeah.
From the thing I should do, people are not serious. Allah, people, spirit of drunkenness.
Because
now, Tagi, you can't think sober. Akon kabang is in this pillar because you are under influence of alcohol. And from this, Akon meeting, people are losing jobs due to tour.
Hey.
And once ubaba angasasebenzi also ifamily yahlukana futhi due to indaba yotshwala. Eish. Indaba yotshwala very deep. And ibuhlungu, yes. Very deep and ibuhlungu. Eish.
Ibuhlungu.
Kakhulu, yazi, abantu besifazane bayahlukumezeka, abobaba bayahlukumezeka, abantu abasha bayahlukumezeka. Nani manje, sasekuyo ey'kolweni, student abasetshwaleni manje. Maybe a school in the city, Papa Laz, those things. And also, another point being about Chuara, Bubu, who feels in Pilo, he regrets. Because every time and every day you live the life of regret. Every time, because you can't think sober. It's a very painful thing, Mfundi.
Absolutely. Much blessings to you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Hello there, hi, Sawubona. Thank you for holding, Sawubona. Alright, I seem to have lost that one. Hello there, hi.
Hello, Pastor.
Hello.
How are you, Pastor Ray?
Very well, and how are you?
I'm great, Pastor Ray.
Welcome to the show, welcome.
Okay, I just want to give this one so that I can confirm what you say.
Yeah.
Yes, I did try to commit suicide. I was drunk.
Yes.
Yes.
You know the devil has preached to me that I am amount to nothing, I'm useless, I'm nothing. I was drunk by then.
Yes.
Pastor, I was drunk. I survived that suicide because God has called me. I'm an evangelist.
Yeah.
The devil wanted to kill me, knowing that I'm going to win souls for Christ.
Yeah.
He wanted to sweep me away. But by the grace of God, I'm alive. And I'm cultivating on this world of God.
Absolutely.
It was the trick of the enemy in order to sweep the servant of God. I'm telling you, Pastor, I'm an evangelist now. I died a long time ago. Who was going to win souls for Christ?
Amen.
Because I was drunk, I'm telling the truth. I was just confirming that, Pastor. Thank you so much.
Blessings to you. May Yahuwah bless you.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Hello there. Hi. Okay, we seem to have lost that one. You can give us a shout and talk to us directly there. And let's hear what you say on this issue. And send your WhatsApps. It's 0826572729. Terence Brink in Kimberley says, alcohol is the main cause of marriage breakups and domestic violence in South Africa. Terence in Kimberley says that. Thank you so much, Terence. And also Jackie M says, good day, Pastor Ray Lihodi. Daniel 5:4, they drank the wine and praised the gods of gold and silver, of bronze, iron, wood and stone. Pastor Ray, that's what is happening today. People of today get intoxicated. Once the toxin reaches the climax in their mind, their acts become irresponsible. For example, some become irresponsible in their acts. They become rude, not abiding by any rule. It's even happening in churches today. Most church choir, praise and worship teams are led by musicians who sing at gigs the whole weekend, and on Sunday they pretend being holy angels leading the church with choruses. You can't serve two masters at one time. Luke 21:34. Be on your guard so that your hearts will not be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life, and that day will not come on you suddenly like a trap. This is from Jackie M in the Vaal. Thank you so much, Jackie. We really, really appreciate this. Johannes Kutswane says, our task is not to condemn the drunk, but to cover and pray for the drunk. Noah, Hannah, in both instances, the emphasis on covering the drunk and allegedly drunk, because believers who fall into this snare are not strong. Paul exhorts us as the strong to pull up the weak. I think that is what we are actually doing. How would you pull them up except to read the word? Faith cometh by hearing the word. Then they start to believe that they can rise up. No one is condemning anyone here.
Exactly.
Condemnation, actually, let us define the concept of condemnation. Condemnation, it means you judge with a sentence. That's condemnation. It is a sentence that is released after a judgment. You become condemned. But when someone says to you, this is wrong, it should not be done. This is not for you as a king. You are a king. You are a royal priesthood. That is not condemnation. It's not.
It's brotherly advice.
It's love.
Exactly.
It's love. How do you pull them up? Maybe I should ask that question. Yeah, how do you pull them up? I was reading what Johannes Kutuan wrote here. How do you pull them up? I have a brother who lost 40 years of his life. 40 years of his life. And we kept on telling him. We were not condemning him. And one day he overcame. But that's after 40 years. You know what alcohol would have done to your liver now? After 40 years.
Danger.
To your teeth. To your skin.
To your body.
The whole body.
Thank you.
We can't say abantwana bethu bephuza and then say no, don't condemn them. No. Mntanami, fakuswazi mntanami, fakuswazi. Nasikhathi sokudlala. Ngakutshela, uluthando ke lo. Mangamyeka, that is condemnation. Now, therefore, condemnation is that when you leave someone to their devices and they die in them. Their blood is on your hands.
There's a watchman.
Yeah. We should be careful. Yeah. Let's listen much more to Tidiso Mulakeng. Tidiso.
Good afternoon, Pastor Ray. I Muruti Ratusahala. The topic we're sharing is very sensitive. It's very sensitive. Kyalebua Muruti. Hey. Rona, as we are youngsters, the body of Christ, the born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, tongue talking, but a demonic attack again. But I pray that Mudimu Aritusa restore.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I also pray that the Father restore us. Johannes, let me also play your insert there. Because I read the WhatsApp. Let me play this also so that people can hear what you really said.
Servants of God, we are battling not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces of wickedness in high places. And unfortunately, our people, they don't know which they are in a war, and they are just being pawns.
Yeah.
For the oppression and their own depression that leads even unto destruction. They think it is fun, they think it's entertainment, but it has destroyed and destroyed. So the Bible exhorts us in Chronicles, it is us, the church, not them, abantu basemathaveni. It is us, the church, who must humble ourselves, who must seek God's face. We must turn for our ways, from our ways, evil ways, so that our land is healed, so that we stop all this sickness, moreover, all these sicknesses, all these tragedies, all these women-headed and child-headed families, orphans, disabilities, stabbings, crime, whatnot. Zibuya kuphi? Zibuya from this little demon that has taken hold. But our weapons are not carnal, they are mighty through God. We can pull them down.
Yeah.
It is our duty. As we tateni, and the Ujesu asipe amandla uti singobe ngoba sesimobile. Anyway, victory is ours.
Hey. Johannes Kutuane there. Powerful, thank you so much. This is how we work. This is how we work. We really appreciate. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. 012-333-8699. Give us a shout there. 012-334-1322. Mkhuluma no Sipho Gatebe. Umruti. Umruti. Wana. Hey. Ngiyakhumbula sisakhula. Bekunalokhu kwayisa. Ukuthi siliphathe kahle ivangeli. And ngokudakwa ngeke uliphathe kathi bangani.
The message, seriously, that WhatsApp, the voice note of one saying, look, I was actually even contemplating suicide, almost committed suicide, being drunk.
Exactly.
We must be careful. Give us a shout. Let's hear what you say.
From your ear, to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You are with Radio Pulpit AM 657, your daily companion. My name is Ephraim. Would you like to know how you can reach more audience through various advertising platforms? Contact me on ephraim@radiopulpit.co.za for more information on our tailor-made budget-fitting options. Wishing you a successful and blessed year further.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.